Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 16. It says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. This is intercessory prayer. We taught on this earlier in the week, but intercession is something that we don't cease, we don't stop. You know, when we pray for ourselves for something, I believe that we pray it to God and we just thank him for it after that. He heard us. We're using our faith. And so we stand back and we just thank him. We don't remind him every day or every week or every month. We just give it to him and we thank him. It's not a sin to pray multiple times. Paul said, I asked the Lord three times while Satan was buffeting me. And so while I don't think it's wrong, I don't think it displays faith when we continue to pray for something, especially for things in the world, things that we need, a job or a home, a car. We just give it to him and we thank him for it every day. Father, I've prayed for it and I thank you for the manifestation. I thank you for the answered prayer. That's it. When it comes to intercessory prayer for somebody we know, whether it be family member or friend, we don't cease. It's something that we continually push into because their faith and their walk with God has to line up with what we're praying for. I mean, we're praying something into someone else's life. So here Paul says, he established the Ephesian church. He said, I don't cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now, here's what he prays. It's not for the solution to a problem or a circumstance to be resolved. And each time we see intercessory prayer in the Bible, we see that we're praying for the kingdom of God to be enhanced in our lives and in the lives of others. We're not praying for personal enrichment or in the enrichment of others. We're praying that God's kingdom would be established in our hearts and our minds so that we can stand on our own two feet. Now, you can substitute someone's name in this prayer, and I do. It says, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of revelation, of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you would know what is the hope of your call, of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and mights and dominions and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. So here's what he's praying. He's praying or interceding that the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, which is the knowledge of his word, the knowledge of who Jesus is and the word came flesh, that would be given by the Holy Spirit and by God to someone, either you, yourself, or for someone else, that they would get wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. That the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. Literally, the eyes of their heart would understand. So not only knowledge, and not only revelation knowledge, but also an understanding of what the word means and how you apply it to your life. You know, this next thing he said, that you may know the hope of his calling, not only in you and in the person you're praying for, but for us at this time in this country and for our church, that we would know what is the riches and glory of our inheritance, which means that we would understand and think about heavenly things, that we'd set our minds on things above and not on things of the earth, because we don't love the earth or the things in the earth. We set our minds on things above. So what is that glory, that inheritance that we have in heaven? What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward? That we would understand what's available to us. Most Christians don't believe that we're miracle workers. Most Christians don't believe that we have the power in us to pray and have the Holy Spirit do a miracle in someone's life. We need to learn that. We need to know what is that exceeding power inside of us. You know, and then we need to know the effects of the resurrection, the destroying of Satan, the putting him under our feet, who we are in Christ and who Christ made us to be. We need to know the man Jesus, our Savior, that he was set above all principalities and powers, and we're seated with him. So we're above all principalities and powers. Basically, this is offensive prayer. It's intercessory prayer. I'm sorry I went over. This is important. We need to understand this is how we intercede for somebody. It's not, God, please, I pray that you would give him a job. I pray that you would break addiction. Those are great prayers, and you can pray them. But this is a better prayer, that they would know and see God, that God would introduce himself, that they would have knowledge, that they'd have understanding, that you would have understanding, and you would have knowledge. Thanks for watching. God bless you. Please share, follow, and like this message wherever you're watching it. And then please pray about becoming a partner. For $10 a month or more, we're praying for $1 a month or more donors. We give all of our workbooks and curriculums away for free. We develop them, and there's no barrier to anybody that wants them. We just shipped out 20 to a church in Maryland. We continue to give our stuff away, and our partners help us in that effort. God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for watching.